Hello and welcome to Law Matters. My name is Kirsten Dobbs, a marketing executive at Hart Brown Solicitors. Yes, that's right. I'm not a lawyer. I'm very aware of legal jargon, and I suspect there's every chance that you feel the same. So the aim of this podcast is to cut through all of that and discuss the issues that are important to you. In this episode, I am joined by Lucy Penfold. Lucy is a senior solicitor in the dispute resolution department, specialising in property litigation. Lucy is here to discuss what happens if someone wants to sell their property but the co-owner does not want to sell or is being difficult. Hello Lucy and welcome.
Hello Kirsten.
I'm guessing it's a fairly common issue, a homeowner who is unsure of their rights when co-owning a property. For example, I want to sell my property, which I jointly own with my husband. Would he need to be in agreement?
Yes, both owners need to sign the paperwork to sell a property, so they both must agree. But unfortunately, it's not always the case.
Lucy, what are the steps if I want to sell but the co-owner is against the idea?
Well, firstly, I'd suggest that you have an initial discussion with the other co-owners. You might be able to come to an agreement or at least identify some of the issues which are stopping that person from wanting to sell. Are those issues going to be negotiable between you? And if no agreement can be reached, then you can seek legal advice.
So if discussions do fail or the relationship begins to break down, is it possible to progress?
Yes, so this falls under an act called the Trusts of Land and Appointment of Trustees Act 1996, and in the legal world we call that TLATA. Essentially that means that a person can apply to the court for an order for sale.
In your experience, Lucy, what are the main reasons a homeowner would not want to sell their share of the property?
I found that a common argument is what proportion of the proceeds of sale a person is entitled to. One owner might argue that they're entitled to half of the proceeds and it should be 50-50, whereas the other owner might argue that they're entitled to much more.
And in what circumstances would a co-owner be arguing this point?
This could be due to previous agreements that might have been in place, for example, declarations of trusts, or one party paying the mortgage payments, or one party paying for renovations and arguing that they've increased the value of the property.
If a court application is made, what do the courts look at to determine ownership?
The courts will look at three points. Firstly, they'll look at how the property is owned, whether it's equal or unequal shares, and they'll consider evidence of unequal shares here. Secondly, the courts will then decide whether an order for sale should be made. And here they'll look at reasons why the property was purchased in the first place. Was it intended to be a family home, and are the children still living in that family home? Then thirdly, if an order for sale is made and if the courts are asked to, they can do what's called equitable accounting. And this is where they look at things like how much money the parties have put into the property, into renovations, if one owner has been living in the property and the other owner has been excluded from it.
From what you said, it sounds like there are options for homeowners.
Yes, they can certainly consider applying to the court, but the process can be complicated, time consuming and really costly. So there are also the strict rules that they need to follow, like sending letter for claims before you even get into court proceedings. I would certainly recommend taking specific legal advice before issuing a court claim of this nature.
Thank you, Lucy. It's been great speaking with you. A lot of useful information to process.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Situations like this can be extremely daunting. However, I hope our podcast helps you begin the process to make informed decisions. If you are in a similar situation and need to talk, please get in touch and speak with one of our friendly solicitors. Thanks for listening.